Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to the Bowden Blitz ACC edition. I'm Joe Lisi, joined by former National Coach of the Year, Terry Bowden. Coach, a great slate of action heading into Saturday on week number 12 within the ACC. But as we do each and every show, we turn back the clock to week number 11, and it was Upset City in Atlanta. Georgia Tech striking the upset over the top-ranked Hurricanes, 28-23. Mario Cristobal and the Hurricanes lost this game last year on a bad decision. This past Saturday, they just were completely outplayed by the Yellow Jackets.
Yeah, they did a great job of playing hide and go seek, keep the ball away from Cam Ward. They controlled the clock. They did not let the Miami offense on the field. And Miami's had this problem. They've been dodging the bullet every week of their defense not getting people off the field. And the offense happened to score late, and they did a great job with Haynes King. They had the ball for 10 minutes more than Miami in the entire game. And in the second half, they had a 17-play, 10-minute and 45-second drive playing keep away from Cam Ward, gave him no time to catch up and win the game. But they've been dodging this bullet all season.
Yeah, they have been, Coach, and defense didn't step up. Certainly not from the front seven perspective. Georgia Tech did pound the rock for 271 yards on the ground, 5.6 yards per carry. They converted 9 of 14 in terms of their third down type of opportunities and really forced Cam Ward to play from behind. He's done it all season long, but in terms of this type of road atmosphere, the Hurricanes just couldn't pull it out. And when you look at the rushing attack for Miami, only 88 yards on the ground, 3.1 yards per rush, and more importantly, 3 of 10 in terms of third down conversions. That certainly wasn't going to get it done against Georgia Tech this past Saturday.
Miami got out-schemed. The game plan was great. Keep the ball out of Cam Ward. Don't give him many chances. You know, Haynes King threw the ball, 6 times for 30 yards? That was how much he threw. They ran the ball, and they got it down to short third down plays and ran for the first down. And they never would give the ball back to the quarterback. I know Cam Ward was frustrated. I just think it was a great plan. They followed their plan, and they beat Miami because of that plan.
In years past, Coach, we would always say outside of the 12-team expanded playoff this year that a late-season loss could have an unbelievable, you know, effect on a football team, especially late in the season, you know, trying to be undefeated and get to an ACC championship game. They still could get back into the mix, but from a mentality perspective, what can Mario Cristobal and the Hurricanes do knowing that they lost to this team back-to-back? And this one stings a little bit more because they had the ACC championship game right in front of them along with a college football playoff appearance.
Well, they still got a great chance to get in. And if that game didn't get them mad, didn't get their attention, who they finish up with, Wake Forest and Syracuse, and although Syracuse beat Georgia Tech earlier, they still have a chance to get in. They've just got to go out there and get rid of this poor defensive play and play like a championship team. They've been a great team to watch, a great offensive quarterback. But as you watch them play, they don't feel like a team that can go out there and beat all the top four teams in the country because they don't, the strength of their defense.
And Georgia Tech was able to pressure Cam Ward, especially in the second half. They brought some blitz packages to force him to get the football out quickly, did get some key sacks in critical situations as well, got the costly turnover with about 2 minutes left that really sealed the deal for the Yellow Jackets. And when you look at Georgia Tech moving forward, they are now bowl eligible. 6 wins on the season. This is back-to-back bowl appearances for the Georgia Tech team. Brent Key has done a fantastic job. What does this mean for the program moving forward? Taking over for Paul Johnson, a lot of people and pundits said Georgia Tech would never get back to bowl respectability and challenge for an ACC championship. With now back-to-back successful seasons, it seems like next year could be the breakout season for Georgia Tech and Brent Key.
Well, the head coach is a Georgia Tech graduate, so they love him, and they love him to win. And to be honest with you, you know, he has a passing and throwing, running and throwing offense. He loves to run the football. That's not, but he doesn't run it completely like Johnson did. So he's got a little more offense that will attract the major league type of quarterbacks and wide receivers. And I think they're excited. I think this year getting to a bowl was a big challenge for them. They won some big games early, started with Florida State right off the bat. And they've continued to have great success in throughout their season. And I think it's exciting to have a team like Georgia Tech back and being one of the better teams in the conference.
Haynes King, 20 rushes, 93 yards on the ground, and a big touchdown to give the Yellow Jackets the upset win. On the flip side, Cam Ward did play very well, 349 passing yards, 3 touchdowns. We'll see how the Hurricanes regroup against Wake Forest and Syracuse over the coming weeks. Another big matchup took place in Blacksburg. Clemson opened up as a 6.5-point road favorite. They started slow, but in the second half pulled away. They got a complete dominating win in the second half, 24-14. This team now is poised to potentially challenge for an ACC championship. Kate Klubnik played very well. Give me your thoughts about what transpired in Virginia Tech this past Saturday.
Well, they put together not only a good offense, but a good defense. They played tougher football. They had a very physical running attack. They played an aggressive defensive style. They held the team to 110 yards less than what they had been going on for the season. What did Mafa had 126 yards on the game, and then 3 touchdown passes for Cade Klubnik. It was just a great physical performance. I think they came back and did what they had to do to win a game like that. All around defense, running game, and the quarterback play was good for all part of that game.
They held Virginia Tech coach to 1.9 yards per rush, 40 total yards on the ground. That put Virginia Tech and their quarterback Kyren Drones into long third down situations. Virginia Tech couldn't convert. They only converted 2 of 14 in terms of third down opportunities. If Clemson's defense plays like that, headed to an ACC championship, they could be a very difficult out should they make the college football playoff.
Well, they've got to win. They've got to continue to win and hope some other teams lose, I think. But they played the physical kind of play. Now, I will say this, Virginia Tech and Clemson, most of the teams they beat were on the bottom half of the conference, and I'm not sure there's so much contenders this year for a national championship, even if Clemson did get into the college football playoffs.
Cade Klubnik, 211 yards through the air, 3 touchdowns, started a little bit slow. We saw Virginia Tech get a block kick for a field goal. They return it for a touchdown. That really set the tone for the Hokies in the first half. Held a 7-0 halftime lead, but in the second half, Clemson pulls away and has now won 7 straight in the series against the Hokies. Another big battle took place in Pittsburgh. Virginia inches closer to bowl eligibility. They were 7.5-point road dogs. They pull out the outright win, 24-19 over Pitt and Pat Narduzzi. Tony Elliott has this team playing very well at the end of the regular season.
Yeah, they really did. For them to win this game and to put themselves in a position to be bowl eligible is quite a thing, because they went through so many tragedies over there when he first got to the school there, and they've had to build almost from scratch. But Tony Elliott, again, one of the bright offensive minds in football, they've had some big wins this year. This is another one of those, but their schedule is not easy in their last 3 games. I don't know if they'll be favored any of those last 3 games that they've got to play.
Coach, I want to take a quick look at Pittsburgh, because they were undefeated a couple of weeks ago before they matched up against SMU. They have now lost back-to-back games. We saw this with Air Force, started 8-0. They lost 4 games down the stretch to finish at 8-4 overall. What could Narduzzi do to stop the bleeding in Pittsburgh?
Well, I'm not sure. You know, sometimes when you have a Cinderella season, that's exactly what you are, kind of a Cinderella team. You're finding ways to win games that you're not as good as the other teams, and that kind of ends up not happening all the way through the season. They've had their quarterback hurt for a couple of weeks in a row. He's been banged up and not able to play the entire game, and I just think they ran out of good luck, along with doing everything they could, and I think their head coach is great, but this is a
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
A team that just didn't have quite enough towards the end of the season.
When Coach and I return, we'll dive into the biggest battles within the ACC. Joe Lisi and Coach Terry Bowden coming right back on the Bowden Blitz. Keep it where it is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back on the Bowden Blitz, ACC edition, Joe Lisi and Terry Bowden diving in to this week's action. Week number 12 will start in Pittsburgh. We just talked about the Panthers dropping two straight. They did drop that matchup on Saturday night to UVA 24-19. They now open as 9.5 home dogs to the Clemson Tigers. Clemson needs this game in a big way. Last time these two teams played was back in 2021. Pitt did pick up. The 27-17 victory over the Clemson Tigers. That was with Kenny Pickett at the helm, Coach. How do you see this game playing out?
Well, you know, I kind of look for momentum, the way teams are moving, what direction their team is moving. And I know Clemson had a tough loss to Louisville a couple of weeks ago, but they came back and played one of their most physical ball games this past year. And Pitt's been going kind of the other way. And I see Clemson going one direction. I see Pitt going a little bit the other direction. So I really like Clemson to go out there and handle these guys and cover.
Yeah, you see Clemson right now averaging well over 30 points per game. They do have the better defense, I believe, heading into this matchup. Seem more complete in terms of the offense and defense lines, and do have the more consistent quarterback heading into this battle. You know, earlier in the year, Eli Holstein was looked at as one of the best prospects and transfer quarterbacks. He did have at one point 15 touchdowns. Three interceptions overall. He was a Heisman dark horse at that particular point when Pitt was undefeated, and it started against California. They won that matchup 17-15. He got a little bit banged up. They're going to need more consistency, I believe, in the passing attack this coming Saturday to knock off the Clemson Tigers. They have to get this game in there, in my opinion, into the mid-20s. Pitt needs at least 20-24 points to pull out this victory.
Yeah, and I don't know that they'll get that. Holstein, you know, he's been knocked out of the last two ball games. I think he got hit by unsportsmanlike conduct or a collision hit into the head, and he went out and did not come the second half last week. The week before, the same thing happened, and I think he's kind of banged up. And it's an issue, I know, for another day. But with NILs going to starting quarterbacks, there's not enough to go to second-teamers who leave. Sometimes when you lose your first-team quarterback or somebody has to go in for him, they're not ready to go. They're not ready to play because they're going to play for somebody else because they're not starting for you. I think it's a whole new issue with NILs and handling and having an outstanding backup quarterback. But that's what's happened to Pitt, I believe. They haven't got as good to play out of their quarterback. And really, so much of football today is about how good the quarterback is, how good he's playing, and can he run and throw.
Yeah, and so the backup for Holstein is Nate Yarnell. He did come in terms of Saturday's matchup, an experienced junior. Did only complete, though, 4 completions on 12 attempts. He's going to need a better effort. Didn't throw for over 100 yards. When you look at Clemson and Cade Klubnik right now, still averaging well over 220 passing yards per game. Phil Moffin, the rushing attack, are averaging about 170 yards on the ground. They're converting in the area of about 42% of their third down opportunities. They get that type of effort on Saturday afternoon, Coach, and push tempo. That could put a lot of pressure on Pitt's offense to match them score for score in terms of this matchup.
Yeah, and I don't think they can do it. I think Clemson's too well-rounded. Phil Maffa is a powerful runner. He's strong. He's been done a great job in the second half of the season. Klubnik is really – we all thought he was a pretty good quarterback coming in. He's got that funny last name, and we didn't talk as much about him. But he has done a great job. I think he's done a great job at Clemson, and they're moving in the right direction right now. So I think, like I say, they're going to go up there, and they're going to play great football because I think now they see where they can get to with a good finish this season.
Yeah, Clemson averaging 5.4 yards per carry. They have 17 rushing touchdowns on the year. It's up to now after last week's matchup and win over Virginia Tech to 198 rushing yards per game. They're a much more balanced offense this year than they were in years past, so we'll see how it plays out. I do feel Clemson is the right side. I do feel, though, that potentially we get through this total on Saturday night, 55.5. I think if you're Pitt, you want to try and throw everything you have at Clemson. This is now your Super Bowl, sitting at 8-2 overall. You have nothing to lose, so we'll see how it plays out Saturday. I like Clemson and the over in this matchup. Let's turn our attention to Texas and SMU playing lights out right now. Only one loss on the year, and that was the undefeated BYU that did get the victory over Utah this past Saturday, 22-21. So the resume looks fantastic for the SMU Mustangs, but this is a blue-collar team in Boston College coming to town. They're catching 16.5 in this matchup. How do you see it playing out on Saturday?
Again, I just think SMU checks all the boxes. And again, we're talking about momentum. Not only did they only lose to BYU, a top 10 team, but they're riding a 6-game winning streak. They're at home at Dallas, and Boston College is riding a 3-game losing streak. I just think the momentum's right there. I'm taking them to cover. And I think SMU finishes up strong because they've been the surprise of the conference this year in the ACC.
When you look at Boston College right now, they're a blue-collar team, but they do have a mobile quarterback in regards to Thomas Castellanos. He could put pressure on that SMU defense, potentially on the perimeter. That could open up the play-action passing attack for the Eagles. But the biggest standout for me, Coach, is the Boston College secondary. They're playing statistically lights out, only allowing 178 passing yards to opposing offenses. They get that type of effort on the road against Kevin Jennings and that SMU offense. They could be in this game potentially from start to finish.
You know, and the good thing about SMU is they're actually a better rushing team this year than they are a passing team. They know how to pass it, but they've been an outstanding running team this year, and that's where I think they have to match up against Boston College. They've got to be able to run that football and just throw it when you want to, not throw it when you have to.
Yeah, we'll see how that plays out. I think this game is lower scoring. If you are Boston College, you want to run the football. You want to stay in manageable third down situations for the Eagles. I don't believe they're built to get into a high scoring battle just because of the inconsistency sometimes of the rushing attack. That forces a lot of pressure on Castellanos and, more importantly, the offensive line. Can they do anything outside of obviously winning the turnover battle to potentially put pressure on SMU? We've seen SMU contain every offense they have faced. Now, they haven't played Miami or they haven't played Clemson, but every team that they play from a defensive perspective, they are sound. They dominated Florida State, dominated Pittsburgh. Could they do anything on Saturday?
Well, when you lose 3 games in a row and you're in the situation with your season now, you see them blitz, you'll see them put a lot of people in the box. That's what they've got to do to have a chance to slow down SMU and lower that scoring.
We'll come back and we'll wrap up week number 12 in the conference.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business making selling and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back on the Bowden Blitz, turning our attention to the big battle in South Bend. It's top-ranked Notre Dame taking on Tony Elliott and Virginia. From the series perspective, Notre Dame has won four straight. They dominated Florida State on Saturday night, ran and threw all over the Seminoles en route to the 52-3 win as a 25.5-point home favorite. They're opening up now, Coach, as a 22.5 home favorite over the Cavaliers. Just quick thoughts early on in terms of the week. I like Virginia with the points. I think they're a blue-collar team. They could shorten the game, run the football, and potentially keep it within the 22.5-point number on Saturday.
I've been looking at that hard, and I hate playing with that many points on the spread, but I got it. Notre Dame is on a roll right now, and they have the college football playoff in sight. And they want to look good and play well, and I just say they're going to be on fire. I think they have more talent than UVA, obviously. But I see them not only winning the game, but I see them covering.
Wow. It will be a good game. I mean, when you just look at it, 50.5, I think, 50.5 is a critical number in regards to Virginia, right? We've seen them play up-tempo games. They didn't lose by 17 to Clemson. That game got into the 70s. They lost it 48-31. We saw them win a very high matchup against Wake Forest where they pulled it out 31-30. So they can and are built from an offensive perspective to go toe-to-toe in terms of certain matchups. But when you look at Notre Dame right now, their secondary is playing lights out. They're holding opposing offenses and quarterbacks, Coach, to less than 50% completion percentage. I mean, that's a phenomenal statistic heading into week number 12 in the conference. So they're going to force teams to methodically work down the field, don't give up a lot of chunk plays. What can Virginia do from that type of offensive philosophy to keep it within the 22.5-point number?
Well, what they've got to do is not let Riley Leonard hurt them in the running game. He runs the ball so well and throws it. And where he surprised you is how well he runs the football. And I think if they try to put pressure on him and they'll let him scramble and get out of the box, that's what Notre Dame wants to do, is keep the ball moving with his arm and his legs.
Yeah, we'll see how that happens. Riley Leonard is the X factor for the Notre Dame offense, really a versatile, athletic type of quarterback. When you think about third down defense, Marcus Freeman and Notre Dame holding opposing offenses to less than 32% in terms of their third down opportunities. They're averaging well over 5.5 yards per carry, just a dominant rushing attack. They did it yet again in the second half against Florida State. They ran at will. If they have that type of effort, could be a long day for the Virginia Cavaliers, Coach. When you see the 50.5-point total and you're Notre Dame right now, you have the killer instinct. There's no margin of error. You still want to push tempo. You get up by 14, 21 points in this matchup. You still have to tack on more because it could be potentially style points without playing a conference championship game.
Yeah, and you know what they're playing at home to? This is one of the great stadiums and one of the great atmospheres in college football. I've been fortunate over 28 years. I've coached in almost every big stadium and in this stadium. And it's an electric crowd. You know, I was down at Ole Miss in the Ole Miss game against Georgia. And we'll talk about that one a little bit later when we talk about the SEC. But I do think a home crowd like that, a home game in a stadium like that, when the fans all know the game is on the line and their college football playoff is on the line, I just think the whole thing just generates excitement and enthusiasm, and the team responds to it.
Yeah, Riley Leonard right now completing 64% of his passes, 1,575 yards, 9 touchdowns with only 3 interceptions, Coach. He's coming on in the passing attack, and if Notre Dame dominates this matchup, expect them to be in the college football playoff. They have 2 games left. They run the table. There should be nothing standing in their way. Outside the abysmal loss to Northern Illinois, this team is complete in terms of the offense and defensive lines. And if opposing defenses can't shut down the rushing attack, they can run themselves potentially to a national championship this year.
But, and you mentioned Northern Illinois, and look how far we are from that. It's amazing how much football changes. It's like we thought Georgia was really something special, then it was Alabama was something special, then it was Georgia was something special. I think Notre Dame has separated themselves from that terrible game that they played. It happens sometimes. It doesn't happen often. But they've separated now. It's the way they're playing right now because it's what people are seeing now. And like I said, if they win out there, to me, they're going to be in that conference, the national championship playoff.
Keep in mind, Virginia has 5 wins on the year. They do pick up this victory against Notre Dame. They would be bowl eligible. I like Virginia plus the 22.5. Georgia Tech was in the same situation at home against the top-ranked Hurricanes. We'll see how it plays out. For Coach Bowden, I'm Joe Lisi. We'll see you next week on the Bowden Blitz.